When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, owner of Ascent Dental Solutions, with a focus on knowledge, education, training, and development. I want to thank our sponsors, which are Vocal Dental Supply Company, Henry Schein, and Patterson Dental. Without their support, these podcasts wouldn't be possible. I also like to give a shout out to Mr. David Wolf and his podcast team. Without their expertise, these podcasts would be very difficult to produce. Tonight, I wanted to talk to you about what is a certified business intermediary, sometimes referred to as a CBI. As we know in the dental profession right now, we're seeing a significant boom towards consolidation of the general dental practice and specialty dental practices. And there are a group of individuals out there that are willing to help dentists go through the significant trials and tribulations of selling their practice. In many cases, your options are limited. One option, of course, is to close your doors and leave a lot of money and expertise on the table and just say enough is enough and fold up your office. Another approach is obviously to sell your practice to most likely a dental associate who's been working with you for the last 3 to 5 years. And there are advantages and disadvantages to that if any of you have been through it. And I can tell you there are some positive things and negative things. Sometimes the negotiation with an associate can lead to hard feelings. And ultimately, if that transaction isn't completed, you'll end up losing that associate and putting your practice and your personal finances in jeopardy. Another approach is to sell to a group, whether that group is an MSO for a managed support organization or a DSO, a dental support organization. There are advantages and disadvantages, and so we don't get caught in a quagmire. My personal opinion is a DSO is generally owned and run by dentists. An MSO is generally backed by equity partners. This generally is some kind of venture capital group that may have billions of dollars at their disposal, and it's an investment where they take any kind of business, but in our case, dental businesses, and they reduce the expenses, try to increase profit, and generally over a 3 to 7 year period, will in many cases sell that entity at a profit. And that's their business plan, and there's certainly nothing wrong with it. As far as this podcast goes, my real concern is to educate our listeners on how do you transition, how do you negotiate, how do you go through the weeds, the time, the effort, and the money to prepare yourself for an exit strategy, in particular with an MSO or a DSO. I could tell you that through my own experience as a practicing general dentist since 1983 and still practicing full time, I've gone through this personally myself on 3 different occasions. And each time I've learned something. And in today's podcast, I hope to enlighten you a little bit so you don't make the mistakes, not only financially, but time-wise, the mistakes that I think perhaps an expert may be able to improve and decrease your risks and improve your overall investment and outcome. Something like a certified business intermediary is basically a business broker that's trying to look out for your particular wants and needs. As a general rule, they will typically improve the sale of your business by almost 100%. If you were to look at all businesses that sell in the United States, actually only about 30% of the businesses actually do sell. There's usually issues that prevent that purchase and sale, and there are too many to list in this particular podcast. But in most cases, the two parties cannot come to an agreement on a purchase price and the processes and procedures associated with that purchase price. And a business or certified business intermediary probably could help you avoid some of those missteps. From a financial standpoint, the data also supports that a certified business intermediary can many times improve your investment by 4 in 10 times. So if you were to pay this intermediary $1,000, anywhere between $4,000 and $10,000 improvement by their expertise and knowledge. And I think it's something that you should be aware of and perhaps even consider. Obviously, when you're dealing with a broker, you want to make sure that that broker is 100% invested in you and your business and looking out for you and your business. I cannot emphasize the importance of surrounding yourself with a team that is ultimately has one goal, making sure you're getting the best information to make the best decision to improve your bottom line. Keep in mind that when you're dealing and negotiating with MSOs, these people are experts at what they do. They do it day in and day out. And by far, they have significantly more knowledge and experience than typically a dentist would have. At this point, your team should include an attorney, but not just an attorney, but an attorney who has knowledge and information and has gone through dealings with other MSOs or DSOs in the past. You must have an accountant, and that accountant also must have experience in dealing with these MSOs and DSOs. And then a certified business intermediary and a broker. That generally is the team. Keep in mind that from the letter of intent, which is an LOI, which sort of lays the foundation of a purchase and sales, you must be quite confident and comfortable in what that letter of intent entails and make sure you understand every part of that letter of intent. Please keep in mind that you will be spending hundreds of hours putting your practice together so that these MSOs and DSOs know every single thing about your practice. The list is too immense to go through in this particular podcast, but it's basically going to entail the things that are sort of obvious. That is the lease that you're paying. Is that lease market rate lease? Is that lease for 3, 5, 7 years? Is there a repeat on that lease? Is that lease a triple net lease or is it not a triple net lease? What are the CAM charges associated with the lease? Who is the actual landlord and owner of that lease? And will they assign that lease to this new MSO or DSO? Some other things that will be important is your accounts receivable. And please keep in mind when we're dealing with accounts receivable, you have to have an idea of what they are from 0 to 30, 30 to 60, 60 to 90, and over 90 days. You must also be aware of how much credit or additional money that you may owe patients. And although most practices don't think about it, the average $1 million practice more than likely will have between $50,000 and $100,000 of clients' money that is sitting somewhere in limbo. And that occurs because Mr. and Mrs. Smith put a deposit down for their treatment and ultimately don't come through with the treatment, or they're going to schedule the treatment down the road. These positive balances will ultimately be taken away from your purchase and sales price and then in most cases given back to you when the patient actually does treatment. But you should be aware of what those credits are in your practice, because they can measure in the tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. As far as other areas of particular interest, your accountant should be trying to get whatever price is negotiated, as much of those dollars put into goodwill. And those goodwills should be done in a personal corporation rather than your business corporation to reduce your liability and taxes. And on some of these purchases, that simple aspect of making 92, 93, 95, 96% of the purchase price as goodwill could ultimately save you several hundred thousand dollars in taxes. So although it may not seem like a big deal, in the end, every one of these nickels and dimes add up to thousands of dollars, and you should be prepared and you should be willing to understand it. Today's podcast is basically trying to give you an overview of education and knowledge. And in order to do that, you need these experts to be surrounding you, educating you, informing you. And keep in mind that in many cases, from start to finish, this could be anywhere from a 3 to a 12-month period, depending on the size and complexity of your practice. Obviously, your goal will be to get as many multiples of your EBITDA as possible. If your EBITDA is $100,000, you'd like to be able to get $600,000 to $1 million if possible. That's going to be based on many different aspects, but most importantly is your strategic location that this MSO or DSO is seeking. For example, if they're trying to fill a void in their overall network, the location of your practice and the number of practices and your infrastructure can add greatly to your overall multiple of EBITDA. I cannot tell you that it is critical that you be armed, prepared, and informed before you proceed. Otherwise, you will be leaving hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars on the table. And unfortunately, in most of our cases, this is the last bite of the apple. This is your last chance to really improve your financial outcome for the long term. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solution with a focus on knowledge, education, training, and development. I look forward to hearing from you. I have a consulting business, and I have been practicing for 40 years, and I have been through MSOs, DSOs, and at one point, I had 15 locations, over 230 employees, and 29 associates. I still, like I said, practice every day, and if I can help you in some way, I'd love to do that. Reach out to me at Ascent Dental Solutions, and again, a shout out to my sponsors, and that's Patterson Dental, Henry Schein, and Vocal Supply Company. I look forward to chatting with you in the near future, and thanks again for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.